Pedro Almodovar is arguably Spain's most popular film director, but in the U.S., his films might be considered a little extreme for mass audiences. For instance, Matador is about two people who enhance their sexual pleasure by killing their partners at the moment of climax. And Law of Desire is about a romantic triangle between three men. Film critic Pauline Kael loved Law of Desire. As for Almodovar, she said, "This wild man has a true talent." Almodovar's international reputation is growing. This year, he received the Los Angeles Film Critics Association New Generation Award. He took the Best Director Prize at the 1987 Rio Film Festival. His films Matador and Dark Habits are about to be released in the United States, the reason he's visiting our country. I told him I thought that his movies walked the line between melodrama and comedy, but the theme that seemed to hold them together was sex.
Sex is not only in my films. There is in life... of all the human beings. Even the absence of sex is something that have a big influence in the living of everyone. In my film, I'm talking about human beings and life in general. There is always erotic or sexual things.
In Law of Desire, there's a triangle, a love triangle, between three men. And you said to one interviewer that your films are the exact opposite of films aimed at a gay public. And I really wanted to hear you explain that, what you meant.
Yeah. What I refuse is that Law of Desire is a gay film. Because this is something very American. In Spain, Love Desire has a very popular audience and very variated audience. There is not female films or male films or gay films. I mean, a film is a film. You know what it means. But of course, I admit that in art in general, movies and in general, in novels, you can find a gay film or a gay novel, but it doesn't depend on if there are homosexual people in the story. I mean, it depends on the sensibility.
Do you think of your films as having a gay sensibility?
No, I think that they are not. In fact, I'm talking about Spain because this is the country I know more. The women likes much more the film than men. And because I talk with many people, and they say that they, at the middle of the film, they forget that there are boys and not a heterosexual couple. Because in fact, I'm telling a love story, a romantic story. And the problem that if they are boys or heterosexual couple, I think is not important. It's not so important in the film. It's not so essential. I'm talking about passion, and this is the main theme in the film.
I want to ask you something else about Law of Desire. One of the characters in it is a transsexual, a man who had an operation to become a woman.
Yes.
And you have that character played by a woman, actress Carmen Soro, who has acted in several of your movies. And
yeah.
I thought it was a really interesting choice to cast a woman to play a man who had surgically become a woman.
Yeah, I mean, it's very difficult because, you know, Carmen has to forget that she's a woman because she has to represent a boy that perform like a woman, you know, and then it's like a double round. The acting is something artificial. And it's better if you have to act a role absolutely different from your nature.
I think your films are pretty apolitical. And you once said that you think your rebellion is to deny Franco, and that you start everything you write with the idea, what if Franco never existed?
Yeah, I say that, yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you know, this is my private revenge. You know, I try to behave and to work with all the freedom I can, and you know, I don't want to have this kind of ghost. I don't want to work with this kind of shadow over me. So I prefer just to think that he never exists. It's my way of fighting against that period of Spain.
In There's a lot of very active sexuality in your movies, and in the ones I've seen, there's no acknowledgement of the AIDS epidemic, and I was wondering if that was really intentional, yeah. If you want to kind of create a movie life that doesn't have to acknowledge the existence of AIDS, much as in your movies you don't want to acknowledge the existence of Franco as the former dictator of Spain.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows that. Everybody knows that that sickness, and each one defends against that. But I think it's very dangerous, this kind of new morality coming everywhere, above all in United States. I mean, that sickness is a danger, but that change of mentality and of morality is more dangerous than that.
I think probably in America, your movies show in art houses, and I could imagine some of the movies showing in midnight shows. I guess you're aware of this, but in a lot of American movie houses, the kind of cult films or the X-rated films show at midnight. What's it like in Spain? I mean, do you reach a pretty mainstream audience with your movies? And I ask you that since there's a lot of, you know, fairly explicit sexuality, since there's a lot of gay sex and transsexual characters and things like that. In America, it would really be hard to show something like that to a very mainstream audience.
Yeah. No, in Spain, I mean, I'm very surprising too, but my films become very, very popular. And above all, the last four films, they become very, very popular. And, I mean, each of them, they were just on the top of box office. And after, you know, after 1 year that is more or less in the theater, they passed to other small cinema, a cinema studio, and they are during the night. All my films, you know, are in late night shows in Spain, but after the main releasing.
Did you see a lot of American movies when you were growing up?
Yeah, a lot.
Which ones really influenced you, do you think?
I'm very fond of the films of the 40s and 30s. I mean, I like very much the American comedy. Howard Hawks, Billy Wilder, Lubitsch, and the big melodramas, that type of melodramas of Bette Davis, for example. Mm-hmm. I think I was influenced by that.
I think in a lot of ways the melodramas were supposed to be like the women's films or the films that aren't taken very seriously because they're melodramas. You know what I mean? What did you see in them that made you think that they were really important to you?
You know, I like melodrama because it's a genre where you can talk about life with no shame. I mean,
with no shame.
With no shame. Yeah. I mean, it's a very extreme genre, and you can be very exaggerated in that genre because it's part of the genre. I mean, you can talk about sentiments very, very, very strong. And all the elements are very strong too, and very exacerbated. And then it's general that is very good for my style.
Yeah, how do you think that fits in with your style? Is that what you want to do too? Look for like big themes and big sentiments, and be able to go for the exaggerated gesture?
Well, you know, the problem is that for me it's not so exaggerated. You know, for that I feel so comfortable in the melodramas. Because it's like my universe. But also, I look at the melodrama with a lot of sense of humor. I mean, you can't see a melodrama absolutely seriously. For me, both things are very important.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, thank to you.
Spanish film director Pedro Almodovar, his films Matador and Dark Habits will be released in this country in the next few weeks. This is Fresh Air.